Welcome back to the Sears Center here in Hoffman Estates. Alongside Jonathan Hood, my name is Aaron Challen, and we are about to get underway for second half action in a first place matchup between the Windy City Bulls and the Santa Cruz Warriors. Jonathan, is your voice rested now? Did Ryan give us enough time there?
It's okay. not really, but it's okay.
Answer wisely.
The answer is that halftime was a cluster.
That's
one for the books.
But you guys got to realize, you never know what you're going to get out of me. That's the best part.
That halftime show is not going to go into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. It is absolutely not.
But it's a matter of how we handle the chaos, and you guys were professionals as always, and I'll let you get for the second half.
Appreciate that, Ryan.
Thanks. Move out of the way.
Bulls will start with the basketball, moving left to right. Same starting fives for both teams. Walt Lemon, Jakar Sampson, C.J. Fair, V.J. Beecham, and Michael Mulder the Bulls.
Bulls got to get it done defensively, Aaron. That's the whole key for the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. Play more like that first quarter. Jakar Sampson with the ball. Leaves it for Michael Mulder. Mulder step back three. No good. Air ball, actually. Ball out of bounds. Will be a Warriors basketball.
Bulls got Sampson out there. Sampson was a catalyst in that first half with his did a great job with his 9 points.
Warriors have Morris, Evans, Benajay, Davis, and Derrickson on the court. Davis has the ball over to Evans. Evans drives into the paint, back to Morris. Morris in the corner to Benajay. Benajay for three, no good. Rebound, Michael Mulder. Mulder brings it back up a court, hands it off to V.J. Beecham. Beecham back to Mulder, over to Beecham, swings it around to Walt Lemon Jr. 15 on the shot clock. Lemon on the far wing, down low to Jakar Sampson, double teamed. Ball back over to Walt Lemon. Lemon with the step back jumper, no. A rebound, Deontay Davis. Morris brings the ball up across half court for the Warriors, back to Davis. Davis hands it off to Morris. Morris in the corner to Benajay. Benajay with another corner three. No good. Rebound, Jakar Sampson.
He's trying, man. He keeps trying those threes.
You miss one corner, go to the other, try it from there.
Yeah.
Walt Lemon in the corner now to V.J. Beecham. Beecham with the floater, leaves it short. Yeah. Rebound, Evans. Evans down underneath to Derrickson. Derrickson with the left hand, no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes up, blocked by Walt Lemon Jr. out of bounds. Lemon came up from behind nicely there.
Derrickson and Jakar Sampson, good battle for the battle of the bigs on the inside, but the little guy said enough of this.
It was good help defense by Walt Lemon. Morris will take the ball out from his own baseline, leaves it for Evans. Evans with the jumper, no good. Derrickson and Fair fight for the rebound, and we're going to have a foul on C.J. Fair. His first, team's first.
Yeah, non-shooting. Both teams starting a little cold here, Aaron, in the third quarter.
Yeah, I got to shake off some halftime rust. It's been a little ugly so far. Evans inbounds it down in the corner to Morris. Morris to Davis. Davis back to Morris with Lemon on him. Switch to Jakar Sampson. Morris with a step back three, no good. Tip, nice tip by Deonta Davis.
Nice job. Nice placement for Davis in the painted area, finding his space and be able to hit the field goal.
62-54 Bulls, 10 minutes left in the third quarter. Beecham tries to leave it down low for C.J. Fair, but it is intercepted by Darius Morris. Morris drives right in to Beecham, and we're going to have a foul on V.J. Beecham. It's going to be his fourth foul, team's second.
We talked about V.J. Beecham offensively, how he's got to be able to be in a position where he can score a little bit more, you know, maximize his minutes as someone that is a starter on the team. You know, again, he's out there a lot for defensive purposes. I like what he brings. Got to do some more.
But it's also putting him in positions to be successful. V.J. Beecham's not the type of player who's going to be able to really create his own offense. He is a kind of that 3-and-D type player, and as Morris makes one of two, Beecham needs to be able to get those open looks from the corner and the wing.
Great point.
Walt Lemon brings the ball up for the Bulls as they lead by 7. Lemon in the corner has it, gives it to Mulder. Mulder drives, kicks it back into the corner to Walt Lemon. Walt Lemon for 3, no good, front rims it. Ball's tipped around. Mulder has the offensive rebound for the Bulls. Leaves it for Walt Lemon, who's right in front of us. Mulder takes it in with the left hand. Lemon takes it in with the left hand nicely.
Nice job by Lemon, finding his place on the interior and able to get the lay-in.
64-55, Bulls lead by 9. Morris drives in. C.J. Fair with the good help defense blocked out of bounds. C.J. Fair says not today to Darius Morris.
You're a lip reader too.
I am. I'm a multi-skilled play-by-play guy.
Said not today.
Evans has the ball in the corner with Beecham on him. Down low to Morris, who's got Walt Lemon guarding him. Lemon knocks the ball away. It's picked up by C.J. Fair. Bulls break out. Ball's left for V.J. Beecham for three. No. Rims out. Rebound taken down by Jacob Evans. Evans down underneath to Derrickson. Derrickson's got Walt Lemon guarding him. And for some reason, Derrickson chose to take it out behind the three-point line. Takes the jumper. No good. Rebound,
is,
Mike
that,
Mulder.
That is just a selfish possession by Diedrichsen.
Didn't make any sense. He had Walt Lemon on him 2 feet under the paint, and he chose to dribble all the way out to three, and he missed a jumper. Jakar Sampson with the ball now to Walt Lemon. Lemon over to Mulder for three. Yes! Mike Mulder for three, giving the Bulls a 67-55 lead.
Mulder did a great job. Again, they kick it out to him. More times than not, he's going to knock it down.
Morris dribble drive on Lemon, takes it back out. He's got the ball at the top of the key. 4-3, front rims it, no good. Rebound, Walt Lemon Jr. Lemon brings the ball across the timeline for the Bulls. Stops, pops for three, yes! Walt Lemon for three, and we're going to have Aaron Miles wants to talk about it. We have a timeout on the court with 7:59 left to go in the third quarter. The Windy City Bulls lead the Santa Cruz Warriors 69-55. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks. On SportsTownChicago.com.
Two to go in the third quarter, 69-55. Windy City with the lead. They are reviewing the last play, by the way, to see if it was a two or a three from Michael Mulder. In the meantime, as we go around the G League on this Sunday, the Lakeland Magic now have a 75-63 lead over the Erie BayHawks. The Oklahoma City Blue lead the Suns by 654-48. And just getting underway in Iowa, the Wolves trailing the Vipers 16-6. And the Kings at home hosting the Memphis Hustle, 26-23, Memphis with the lead. And now I believe Aaron and Jonathan were getting the results of that review.
Yeah, it was actually on the last shot by Walt Lemon. They were checking to see if it was a two or a three.
Two.
And it looks, and it's going to stay as a two. So we have a 69-55 lead with 8 minutes left to go here in quarter number three. Good start to the second half by the Bulls. Cherry is in the game for the Warriors. Ball is left for Deonta Davis. Davis over to Cherry. Cherry down in the corner to Derrickson. Derrickson to Davis. Davis goes up strong with Sampson on his back, 4-2.
Quarter by quarter, Deonta Davis is coming on strong for this Warriors team, getting easy baskets in the painted area.
Jakar Sampson has the ball for the Bulls as they get into their offense. Walt Lemon drives, kicks it to C.J. Fair. Fair leaves it for Sampson. Sampson dribbles mid-range into the paint. Scoop with the left hand, blocked by Davis, taken down by Cherry. Cherry throws the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, that is intended for Evans. He was cutting to the basket right through his hands. A really tough place to place the ball to a player right between the hands.
Right in his hands. Don't you hate that?
Yep.
Walt Lemon has the ball now. Bulls lead by 12, 69-57. Jakar Sampson handoff to V.J. Beecham. Over to Walt Lemon. Lemon down to C.J. Fair. Fair drives into the paint. And we're going to have a foul called on one of two Warriors players. We'll find out who it is in just a second. On Will Cherry. That's going to be his first foul. Team's second here in the second half. And C.J. Fair is going to go to the line for two.
You know, the Golden State Warriors are the NBA champions. And they may have the best starting five in the history of the game. But there's always moving parts in the offseason, Aaron. So the thing is that you never know when a roster spot will open up.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Sinks the first free throw.
So you think about some of those coveted spots on this that Golden State Warriors team. This is why Steve Kerr always evaluating what's happening with the Santa Cruz team. Because you never know, especially next season.
You never know who you're going to need to step up and help the big club. As Fair sinks both free throws, giving the Bulls a 14-point lead. Cherry hands the ball off to Benajay. Davis now with the ball. Evans over to Benajay. Benajay with Mulder on him. Thinks about it. Gets it down to Davis, who's got Beecham guarding him. Over to Evans. Evans looking for somebody to get the ball to. Over to Benajay in the corner. No rebound. Dunk by Davis.
One of the things that we saw in the first quarter is the attention to detail to kind of slow Davis. And now Davis, every single time, an opportunity to score on the paint.
Yeah, you got to do a better job blocking out there. Michael Mulder has the ball, drives into the basket, lays it up and in. Mike Mulder with a nice drive.
Mulder finding the seam, getting to the basket.
Evans has the ball for the Warriors now here in front of us. Ball is stolen right away by C.J. Fair. C.J. Fair all alone to the basket. Lays it up with the left hand and in.
What was so impressive about that is that Evans fouled him three times on that breakaway and still he's able to convert.
Yeah, C.J. Fair had Evans on his back the entire way and still laid it up with the left hand. Benajay has the ball now, leaves it for Cherry. Cherry up on top to Evans. Evans holding the ball 10 seconds on the shot clock for the Warriors. Evans spins on Beecham, throws it up with the right hand. No good. Jakar Sampson with the solid rebound for the Bulls. Drives right into Davis, throws it up with the right hand. No, but we're going to have a foul on... Looks like Deonta Davis, that's going to be his fourth. So continued foul trouble for Mr. Davis.
That's a positive for the Bulls because, again, he has really come on strong here offensively with easy baskets. Now, one of the keys for the Warriors is that, again, Lee is not here. 20 points a game missing from this Warriors team, so maybe the Bulls are catching a break here. We're talking about, you know, quality players. You know, Lee is with the Golden State Warriors team.
Yep.
So 20 points missing from this roster here this afternoon.
Yep, Lee is their leading scorer. Checking into the game for the Warriors now are both Kendrick Dunn and Antonius Cleveland, and checking in for the Bulls is Raleigh Alkins for VJ Beecham as Sampson makes one of two, putting the Bulls up 76-59. Cherry with the ball now. Over to Davis. Davis back to Derrickson. Derrickson for three. No good. Rebound. C.J. Fair. Man, having a healthy C.J. Fair is so nice for this team. Walt Lemon. Dribble. Drive with the left hand underneath. No good. Rebound by Cleveland. Cleveland over to Cherry. Cherry throws it up top to Davis. Ball is deflected into the corner. Davis over the top to Derrickson. Derrickson is fouled by Mulder. Count it, and he'll go to the line for a three-point play.
Really great effort there by Derrickson being on the inside. Derrickson just making sure that he had his feet set and then the ability to convert on that lay-in. And now a three-point play could happen right here.
That was a really nice pass by Davis. Big man to big man, kind of that lob pass over the top. Derrickson sinks the free throw, making the score Bulls 76, Warriors 62 with 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. C.J. Fair right in front of us with the ball. Toscano Anderson on him. Sampson leaves it for Raleigh Alkins. Alkins at the top of the key, drives, kicks it into the corner to Fair. Fair over to Mulder. Mulder takes it to the top of the key for three. Count it. Mike Mulder takes it.
Mulder just continues to get the job done from the outside.
Nunn with the ball for the Warriors. Over to Toscano Anderson. Back to Nunn. Nunn with the pass to Toscano Anderson, who was driving in. The ball was deflected out of bounds by Michael Mulder.
It's a good idea by Nunn to be able to try to get the ball inside to Anderson. A good pass. It just could not convert.
Warriors inbound the ball to Nunn. Nunn with the baseline jumper. Count it.
Watched him in college do this, and now watching him with the Warriors. A solid player for the Santa Cruz Warriors.
13 for Nunn off the bench. Walt Lemon has the ball for the Bulls, drives into the basket. He's tied up by Nunn, and the ball is eventually taken away by Dedrickson. Anderson goes up, up for the dunk, and Jakar Sampson is there to challenge it, and we're going to have a foul called on Jakar Sampson.
That is a quality, restaurant-quality foul there. reason why is because you just don't want to give up layups if you want, if you can. And if you're a big, you want to make sure that you knock him down. No, again, no easy layups when Sampson's in the paint.
No easy, and that wasn't going to be a layup. That was going to be a monster dunk if Jakar hadn't gotten in the way. So you're right, good foul by Jakar Sampson.
Yeah, either way it was going to be two, right?
Yeah, it was going to be two either way. Oh, okay. And now it's Anderson and Toscano Anderson misses the first free throw. So an even better foul at this point by Jakar Sampson. That was Sampson's second foul. Toscano Anderson goes back to the line for his second attempt. And he makes it, bringing the Warriors within 14 at 79-65. Lemon's got none on him. Leaves it for Sampson. Sampson kicks it back to Mike Mulder. Mulder over to Walt Lemon at the top of the key. Back to Mulder. Mulder with a quick three. Front rims it. Rebound. Toscano Anderson hands it off to Antonius Cleveland for the Warriors. Toscano Anderson spins into the paint. Back to Cleveland at the top of the key for three. No. Rebound C.J. Fair. Fair up ahead to Alkins. Alkins to Mulder. Mulder into the lane. Kicks it into the corner for C.J. Fair for three. No good. Rebound by Kendrick Nunn.
Man, good pass by Mulder trying to get the man in the corner. It just didn't work.
Warriors have the ball down on the paint now. Toscano Anderson kicks it out to Derrickson. Derrickson back to Toscano Anderson. Internal pass to Cleveland. Cleveland up underneath. No good. Ball is saved into the corner to Nunn. Nunn for three. Rattles out. Jakar Sampson with the rebound. That ball was about as far down the rim as far down the basket as it could be without going in. Walt Lemon drives, kicks it into the corner to Raleigh Alkins. Alkins for three, rattles it home.
The key pass there and the ability to get the ball to Alkins, who is wide open in the corner. Great play there by Windy City.
And that three gives the Bulls an 82-65 lead. Cleveland has the ball now for the Warriors. Down to Toscano Anderson. The ball batted at by Mike Mulder. Toscano Anderson tries to bully his way in. Goes up with the left hand, no good. Ball is deflected out of bounds. It will be a Windy City Bulls basketball. And there is a timeout on the court. And with 2:35 left to go here in the third quarter, the Bulls lead the Warriors 82-65. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on Sportstown Chicago and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
If you stream it, they will come on sportstownchicago.com.
Welcome back to the Sears Center here in Hoffman Estates with Ryan Fahey and Jonathan Hood. My name is Aaron Schellen, and with 2 minutes and 35 seconds left to go in quarter number 3, the Bulls lead the best team in the G League, the Santa Cruz Warriors, 82-65. So third quarter's been a whole lot more like the first quarter than it was the second, Jonathan.
Yeah, I think a lot of Michael Mulder with his 20 points really stands out to me. Also, again, getting back into the paint, 32 points in the paint for the Bulls. Yeah, something else, too, I want to point out, the second-chance opportunities. I think it's always good. You got your bigs on the inside, being able to do something against this Santa Cruz team. The key number on this stat sheet for me is 4. 4 fouls on Davis. Try to keep him at bay as possible. Keep him on the bench if he really came on strong.
Yeah, that's going to keep him out probably at least through the end of the third quarter here. Walt Lemon Jr. has the ball for the Bulls now right in front of us. Leaves it for C.J. Fair. Drive, cut, pass, Raleigh Alkins with the two-handed slam.
Love that high elevation from Alkins. Great pass, then the ability to slam it home.
Cherry brings the ball up as the Bulls increase the lead to 19. Smiley-Geach in and now has the ball. Leaves it for Nunn. Nunn at the top of the key. Nunn's looking for a shot. Drives into Kaiser Gates. Throws it up with the left hand. No good. Gates with the rebound. The ball is batted away, but we're going to have a foul called on Nunn. It's going to be Kendrick Nunn's first foul. strong block out there by Kaiser Gates as he went up against two Warriors to get the ball. Mulder hands it off to Walt Lemon Jr. Lemon down to Fair. Fair out to Kaiser Gates. Fumbles the ball. Steps back out. They leave him alone. He takes the three. No good. Smiley Geach with the rebound for the Warriors. Hand off to Cherry. Cherry up ahead to Cleveland. Cleveland drives in with the left hand. Throws it up. Counted, and he's fouled.
Right, great ball control and then be able to spin it up on the lane, into the lane, and then on the rim. Great play there by Cleveland. Really active hands, wiry body.
Yeah, he brought that ball right way up over his head as he was driving in, which is not normally where you see a basketball when someone's driving to the hoop like that. But through traffic, took it up with the left hand, sinks the free throw. 84-68 Bulls with a minute and a half left to go in quarter number three. Warriors putting a little pressure on the Bulls here in the backcourt. Kaiser Gates dribbling at the top of the key. 13 left on the shot clock. Hand off to Mike Mulder. Mulder to Gates. Gates drives in. Throws it out to Alkins. Alkins with the drive. Leaves it for Gates. And Gates is fouled hard by Antonius Cleveland.
Cleveland raised his hand. Nobody else could have had that foul except Cleveland on that play.
Yeah, he got Gates hard as Kaiser went up with the right hand. And Gates will go to the free throw line 4-2. Kaiser with 7 points on the night.
Warriors, this Santa Cruz Warriors team, two G League championships, one in 2007 and one in 2015. So not only are they getting it done in the NBA level, but also in the G League level. You know, when both are cooking well, I know that the ownership for the Warriors have to be happy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and it also obviously it helps the big club when you can just sort of, as you mentioned a little bit ago, you can just recycle players from the G League up to the big squad to help your bench. As Kaiser Gates hits one of two, giving the Bulls a 17-point lead. Cherry over to Toscano-Anderson. Cherry with the ball on the far wing. Smiley Geach comes up, tries to set the pick. Ball is left for Smiley Geach. He drives in with the right hand. No good. And the rebound dunk by Toscano-Anderson.
And a technical.
We're going to have a technical foul called on Toscano-Anderson for hanging on the rim.
Aaron Miles, the head coach for the Warriors, comes over to get an explanation from the official.
So Toscano for taunting. Toscano-Anderson with the dunk makes a little motion with the lower half of his body, and Michael Mulder sinks the technical free throw.
Haven't seen that since I was watching HBO last night. Nice little move there by the official showing exactly
what he did.
The testicular movement there by the official trying to explain what happened after that dunk.
So with 1 minute left in the third quarter, the Bulls are up 86-70. Bulls will be taking it out underneath the Warrior basket.
Ref showing a little move there, showing some moves.
Yeah, the ref definitely had some moves there. It's a good way of putting it.
Thanks, Aaron.
Kaiser Gates leaves it from Mike Mulder. Mulder back over to Gates here on the near wing. Hand off to Raleigh Alkins. Alkins takes the three, air ball. And two Bulls went after it. Neither of them touched it. It's going to be Warriors basketball with 41 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Kendrick Dunn will bring the ball across half court for the Warriors. Screen set, Raleigh Alkins on him. Ball in the corner, Cleveland for three, no good. Rebound, Walt Lemon gets up high over Smiley Geach, who's got him by about 8 inches. Lemon came down with the rebound there. Walt Lemon kicks it into the corner to C.J. Fair. Fair backs his way in. Hand off to Raleigh Alkins with another two-handed flush.
They're finding Alkins as he continues to come down the baseline. It's the second time we've seen that. Good recognition by the Bulls.
Shot clock is off, 88-70, 10 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Cherry dribbling the ball out at the top of the key. Drives it into C.J. Fair. Down low to Dunn. Dunn throws it up with the right hand, and he's fouled by Walt Lemon Jr. It's going to be Lemon's second, and Nunn will go to the free throw line 4-2. Yeah, that's Raleigh Alkins' game. That's slash and cut. You know, I mean, we talked about this pregame. He's been working on a shot a lot during pregame warmups, but in game, that's Raleigh Alkins. I mean, that's what he does best, driving to the lane, fighting for offensive rebounds. That cut and slash is where Raleigh Alkins is going to make his career.
It's one of the reasons why he's one of the two-way players on this roster, has NBA experience, is only going to get better.
Nunn hits both free throws. Ball is inbounded. Gates from three-quarters court off the side of the backboard. And at the end of the third quarter, the Windy City Bulls lead the Santa Cruz Warriors 88-72. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Hey, it's Chris Reese, and I am so glad to be back at IMS. I graduated back in 2007, started my career at US 99.5, started working with Lisa and Ray. I was the producer there for about 7-8 years, and I am so glad to be back in the building teaching some new students here, getting them back doing Adobe, getting over that fear of talking on the radio. And it's Chris Reese, night guy on 101.9 The Mix, and I am IMS.
Start fourth quarter action inside the Sears Center Arena. Windy City with the 88-72 lead over the Santa Cruz Warriors. I'm Ryan Fahey on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. As we go around the G League, the Lakeland Magic and Erie Bayhawks were in a close one as they just started the fourth quarter. Magic have the 86-84 edge. The Blue of Oklahoma City lead the Northern Arizona Suns. That just hit the end of the third quarter, 79-68. The Stockton Kings at home hosting the Memphis Hustle. Kings had a 5-point lead with 7 minutes to go in the second, 46-41. The Iowa Wolves have a 1-point lead over the Vipers with 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. Out to the state just west of us, 37-36. And the final game that'll start at about 4 o'clock will be the Maine Red Claws hosting the Grand Rapids Drive. If Windy City holds on for the victory, the magic number will go down to 7. And then if Grand Rapids loses later on to those Red Claws, it then goes down to 6. So how's that for some postseason talk here on our Windy City Bulls broadcast? Now back to over to Aaron Schell and Jonathan Hood.
That's some outstanding math you got there, Ryan. I'm impressed.
I can count numbers, yes.
Backwards, too.
Yeah, only up to 10.
So we got 12 minutes of basketball left, Jonathan.
Yeah.
What do the Bulls need to do here to finish this game off?
Oh, the game.
Well, the game.
Well, the Bulls, nothing I want to point out is that they're minus 6 on the boards, 37-31. So you want to make sure you're better on the rebounding edge. And then from there, you take a look at what the Bulls are able to do from three-point range. Very impressed. 34% from three-point range. So when we see what happens with Mulder, when we see what happens with Walt Lemon Jr., they can really be able to carry this game home for the Bulls. But we'll see here in the fourth.
As the Warriors bring the ball right to left, Cherry has it. Gives it over to Nunn. Nunn double-teamed. Alkins picks up Dunn on the baseline, but Nunn hits the shot anyway.
Yeah, Kendrick Nunn has just been terrific here, coming off the bench and really giving a spark to this Warriors team to keep it close.
The Bulls five out there to start the second half is Kaiser Gates, Thomas Wilder, Farrakhan Hall, Raleigh Alkins, and Taiwan Kenley. Wilder drives in the ball, and he loses the ball out of bounds, and it will be a Warriors basketball, 88-74, just underway here in the fourth quarter.
He said a Warriors player knocked it off, but no, it was really off of Wilder, so that's why the Warriors have possession.
Thank you. Nunn with the ball. Alkins on him. Kicks it back out to Morris. Morris has Gates guarding him, drives it in with the left hand, spins in the paint, kicks it over to Cherry. Cherry for three, no good. Rebound, Kaiser Gates.
He stepped into it, Aaron, just fell short.
Gates over to Wilder. Wilder loses the ball, but we're going to have a foul called on Antonius Cleveland. Yep.
So that's a foul. Now there's a foul.
Yes.
Wilder's
yes.
Calling for one on the other end, but now there. Although the rake against the arm there. So Wilder, you talk about a guy that comes off the bench and it gives you some energy. And again, it may not be a ton of points, but boy, when he gets going, you know, he can be kind of an energizer bunny for this Bulls team.
Yeah, he's never going to be the scorer that Walt Lemon is, but he does provide this second team with some speed, with some sneakiness, I guess. Mm-hmm. He has an uncanny, for someone who's only 6'1", he has an uncanny ability to get into the paint as he makes one of two free throws, putting the Bulls up 15. Cherry hands it to Dunn. Dunn back to Cherry. Cherry back over to Nunn. Nunn to Morris. Morris drives in with the left hand. Ball is deflected, picked off by Taiwan Kenley. Kenley brings the ball out, 3-on-2 for the Bulls. Kenley takes it right into the paint, misses the layup. Nunn has the ball, leaves it up to Morris. That was a sneaky play by Morris, as it looks like he came up and under and got the foul called on Farrakhan Hall.
On the Kenley play, Aaron, listen, every possession counts, especially here in the fourth quarter. You want to be able to value your possessions. All Kenley saw was a basket. All Kenley saw was the opportunity to score. However, there were four guys that were waiting to be able to get a pass from the wings. It did not happen on that play.
And Morris makes the first free throw. You're right. I mean, he took it in 1-on-3, it was not a great shot, especially when you're up by 14. Morris sinks them both. It's 89-76 Bulls with 10.5 left to go here in the ballgame. Farrakhan Hall leaves it for Kaiser Gates over to Thomas Wilder. Wilder back to Farrakhan Hall. Hall thinks about it for a second. Steps back, takes the three. No good. Rebound. Antonius Cleveland up ahead to Morris. Darius Morris drives in, kicks it over to Cherry. Cherry back to Nunn. Nunn for three. No good. Rebound tipped to Farrakhan Hall. Nicely tipped by Thomas Wilder to Farrakhan Hall. Wilder drives in. Back to Farrakhan Hall. Hall to Gates for three from the top of the key. Yes! Kaiser Gates puts the Bulls up 16 at 92-76. Nunn with the ball for the Warriors now. Leaves it off for Cherry. Cherry over to Morris. Morris in the corner to Cleveland. Cleveland falls down. Ball is batted around. Morris picks it up. Runs over Kenley. No foul called. Rebound Raleigh Alkins. Alkins drives in with the left hand, takes it all the way to the hoop for two.
Good for Alkins being able to get in the paint. He's been able to get some easy shots here in this game against Santa Cruz.
94-76, Bulls by 18. Morris has the ball in the far corner, Gates on him. Into the paint, spins, throws it up with the right hand, count it, and they're going to get Alkins with another foul.
It's a tough shot by Morris coming down the right baseline and then being able to get past the defenders and score. That's a tough shot, and that's well-earned for Morris.
That was a tough call on Raleigh Alkins. He played pretty good defense there, but Morris just played better offense. Morris front rims the free throw, gets his own rebound, goes up and is fouled again. That's just, you got to be better than that. Morris front rim to the rebound, got his own rebound, went up, was fouled again, and we'll go back to the line for two more free throw shots.
Just a little bit overly aggressive, just trying to make a play happen for the Bulls there underneath the basket.
And he misses the free throw, and Farrakhan Hall looks like forgot how many free throws he got there. So Morris has front rimmed his last two free throw attempts. Morris came in today a 67% free throw shooter. Makes the second one and is 94-79 Bulls with 9:15 left to go in quarter number four. Thomas Wilder brings the ball up court right in front of us. Over to Alkins. Alkins has the ball at the top of the key now. Drives with the left hand into the paint. The ball is knocked away by Davis. Davis over to Morris. Morris, alley-oop to Cleveland with the one-hand jam.
Beautiful play there on the give and go.
Bulls quickly back up ahead. Taiwan Kenley has the ball with Nunn on him. A little bit of confusion here at the Bulls' offense. Kenley down low to Gates. Gates with the pump fake. Goes up with it. No, but it is fouled by... Who's the foul on? I'm sorry. The foul was on 23? No. Missed the foul. Foul was on 25, I think.
Kendrick Nunn,
I believe. Yes. Sorry about that. Couldn't see through the official. So Kaiser Gates will be going to the free throw line for two.
You know, your friends know that you're doing commentary for Windy City. They think you've got the best seat in the house. Sometimes not so much.
That's right.
You got a head coach, you got a referee in front of you.
Yeah, my head's bouncing back and forth, looking between players' legs and trying to see what I can see.
Oh my.
Gates makes one of two, putting the Bulls up 14.
Isolate that soundbite for me.
There you go. Darius Morris has the ball for the Warriors. Takes it in. Goes up and under. We're going to have a foul called on Taiwan Kenley.
Tell you one thing, Aaron. The Bulls are catching a break here. We talked earlier about Damian Lee not being part of this Warriors team.
Yep.
That's 20 points a game that's not there. Imagine if he got his average. It'd be 101 points and just 95 for the Bulls before that free throw.
Yeah, and that's one of the things about the G League. I mean, the other side of that is true for the Bulls, though, with Brandon Sampson being up with the big club. I mean, you got to play with who's in your locker room in any given day. So Morris makes both free throws, and it is a 12-point Bulls lead at 95-83 with 8.5 minutes left to go. Thomas Wilder has the ball for the Bulls now. Over to Kaiser Gates. Gates with the quick three, air ball. And it is going to be Warriors basketball. Cherry inbounds the ball to Morris. Morris drives the ball into the paint with Kenley on him. Back out to back into the paint to Nunn. Nunn with the jump hook, no good. Rebound, Kaiser Gates. Gates rocking the headband tonight. It looks like more of the Bulls are starting to do that here. Ball is batted around, taken over by Morris. Morris up ahead to Cherry. Cherry to Cleveland with another alley-oop. That's half a dozen alley-oops by the Warriors tonight, and Coach Henry wants to talk about it. So with 7:56 left to go here in the ballgame, the Bulls lead the Santa Cruz Warriors 95-85. And instead of going to commercial, we have a very special in-between segment play-by-play that I'm gonna
love this.
That we're gonna do here. My daughter is a Girl Scout, and tonight is Scouts Night at the Windy City Bulls. My daughter Grace is on the court right now, and she's on the big screen, and she is about to compete in what do they call it? Dress and dribble here, where she's got to put Windy City Bulls gear on and dribble the basketball. So let's see how she does.
Well, she's got the height advantage over her opponent.
She's throwing the jersey on. It looks, there we go. She keeps going. She's got to go put the shorts on. Now she's winning right now. But this isn't about winning. This is about
about
fun and games.
You be quiet. It's
here
about winning.
Here we go with Grace throwing the sneakers on. The big thing for Grace is going to be making a basket. She's not a great basketball player. So her shorts are falling down. She's doing her best here.
Come on, Grace.
She's like her old man.
Yeah, she does. Come on, Grace. Shoot it.
You got to wind up the paint. You know what? He cheated.
I would agree. I would agree.
He had help.
So I will give my daughter an ovation
there.
That was fantastic work, Grace. Your dad's very proud of you.
Except for the fact you lost.
We're not going to bring that up. Hey, come on. She's going to be listening to this after the game, man.
I just saw the look you gave me about after the basket went in for her opponent.
Oh, man. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. I want to thank Tim up in the booth for making that happen today. So we are just about back underway with 7:56 left to go in the fourth quarter. The Windy City Bulls lead the Santa Cruz Warriors 95-85. And starters are back in the game for the Bulls. Walt Lemon Jr., Jakar Sampson, Michael Mulder, VJ Beachum all check back in for the Bulls. Walt Lemon over to Kaiser Gates. Gates hands it off to Mulder. Mulder drives in with the right hand. Goes up for the dunk. No good. Rebound by Morris. Morris takes it right into Walt Lemon, who throws it up with the right hand, and Morris makes a very difficult shot.
Morris now with 16 points. Done a really good job here, especially in the second half.
Leads down to 8. Lemon hands it off to Gates, back right back to Lemon. Lemon doesn't use the screen, and we're going to have an offensive foul called on Walt Lemon Jr.
Lemon does not like that call, but it's exactly what happened, that screen right there. So now the Warriors with some momentum here in the fourth quarter.
Nunn brings the ball up court for the Warriors, leaves it for Davis. Davis to Morris. Morris with a Lemon guarding him. Throws it up with the right hand, and good. And the lead's down to 6.
Yeah, Morris has just been on fire here. It's Nunn, it's Cleveland, it's Morris keeping the Warriors in this contest.
Walt Lemon has the ball, throws it in the corner to Mike Mulder. Mulder for 3. Yes, sir! Mike Mulder from the corner.
Mulder being able to knock down that 3. He's so good at it, over 40%.
98-89, Bulls lead back up to 9. Nunn has the ball with Jakar Sampson guarding him. Thrown into the corner to, over to Nunn. That's Cherry. Cherry for 3, no good. Rebound, Davis. Davis to Cherry. Back to Cleveland, who resets the offense with 9 on the shot clock. Cleveland throws it up, and we're going to have a foul called on 25. That would be Mr. Walt Lemon. That's going to be Lemon's fourth.
That was off the ball. A loose ball foul there on Lemon. Not happy with that call again. And C.J. Fair is going to check in here momentarily for Windy City. But everything's happening here for Nunn, for Cleveland, for Morris, keeping Santa Cruz in this contest. So right now the Bulls are holding on to dear life.
Yeah, this Warriors bench has done a really solid job tonight with Nunn in Cleveland specifically. Fair checks in for Kaiser Gates. 98-90, 6:22 left to go here in the game. Cleveland has one more foul shot. And he makes it. Walt Lemon brings the ball across the timeline for the Bulls. Doesn't use the screen. VJ Beachum in the corner. Back to Walt Lemon. Lemon for three. Nope. Long rebound taken down by Cherry. Warriors have an opportunity to cut the lead to five, maybe four. Morris has the ball with Jakar Sampson on him. Switch over to Mike Mulder. Back to Morris. Morris for three. Yes. 98-94. Bulls lead is down to four. 5:50 left to go here in the ballgame.
Darius Morris once again really turned on strong in the second half.
Walt Lemon's pass through the hands of C.J. Fair. And we're going to have, looks like we're going to have a backcourt violation. Coach Henry claiming the ball was tipped, but the refs don't see it that way. So Warriors ball, they trail by four.
Charlie Henry in his gray suit, not happy with that call, believing it was deflected. I might have seen it that way on the far sideline as well. But it's going to be Warriors basketball. And again, they've got it cooking here in the fourth quarter.
Nunn with the ball at the top of the key for the Warriors. He's got V.J. Beachum guarding him. Nunn stops, takes the three, no good. Jakar Sampson with the rebound. That ball rimmed in and out. Sampson takes it right into Davis. Stops, pops, rattles it home. Jakar Sampson for two.
Sampson has a heavy ball, doesn't it? It's almost like a medicine ball where he's able to get out in space and shoot the basketball.
Absolutely. Morris takes it right to the hoop. Behind the back to Davis. Davis with the jam.
Davis got hot in the second and third quarter. Now look at him again, being a catalyst on the inside.
That was a beautiful pass by Morris behind the back. Walt Lemon now dribbling in the far corner. Leaves it to Beachum. Beachum back to Walt Lemon. Beachum almost traveled there. Got away with it. Lemon in the corner to Fair. Fair takes it up with the left hand and to good.
Warriors did not move over to try to seal off the baseline, and Fair had an easy basket right there on the baseline.
And there is a timeout on the court with 4:41 left to go here in the fourth quarter. The Windy City Bulls lead the Santa Cruz Warriors 102-96. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Sports, 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 sports. Now Chicago.com.
And we are back, and it is winning time here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. The Bulls lead the Santa Cruz Warriors 102-96, 4:42 left to go in the ballgame. And, Jonathan, the Santa Cruz Warriors bench has done a number on the Bulls tonight.
There's no question about it. You take a look at the 21 points scored by Cleveland, 17 by none. Also, Morris, as one of the starters, he started off slowly but really came on strong. Keep in mind, 24 points so far in the fourth quarter. They've got the momentum even though they're losing.
Yep, Morris has the ball now with Mulder on him. Switch over to Jakar Sampson, looking for Davis down low. Good defense by Michael Mulder, and he intercepts the ball. That was great defense by Michael Mulder. Walt Lemon brings the ball across half court for the Bulls. Down to Jakar Sampson on the block.
Mismatch.
He's got Morris on him. Kicks it out to Mulder. Mulder for three. Yes, sir! Michael Mulder for three, giving the Bulls a 105-96 lead. Morris with the ball now. Kicks it over to Dunn. Dunn with Jakar Sampson on him. Back over to Morris. Morris dribbling. Six left on the shot clock. Takes it into the paint. Kicks it to nobody, and the ball is thrown out of bounds by Morris. More good defense by the Bulls.
He thought that Cherry was going to come over to the right baseline and be there for him, but there was nobody home.
Bulls with a 9-point lead, 105-96, 3.5 minutes left to go. Walt Lemon has the ball, leaves it for Jakar Sampson. Jakar Sampson for three. Yes, sir, Jakar Sampson. Drills the three, giving the Bulls a 108-96 lead.
He's back-to-back threes, exactly the doctor ordered, try to extend the lead here. Well, almost three to play.
Cherry gets the ball down low to Davis. Davis with Fair guarding him. Over to Nunn. Nunn takes it into the paint. Goes up with the left hand with the dunk. No! Rebound by C.J. Fair. Good challenge by Jakar Sampson. Walt Lemon starts the offense, takes it into the paint, kicks it back to Jakar Sampson. Sampson with Davis on him, leaves it over to Mulder. Mulder back to Sampson. Mulder into the paint. Ball is deflected out of bounds, and we're going to have a foul called on the Warriors. Foul on Deonta Davis. That's going to be his fifth. And Michael Mulder is going to go to the line. Mulder with 27 tonight.
Interesting ebb and flow to the game from the Warriors' standpoint. We talked in the first quarter, Aaron, about how they seemed flat-footed, a little bit slow. They really picked it up in the second and third quarter. And now the Bulls are once again finding their stroke while the Warriors not doing the little things defensively, not tied together to be able to stop some of those three-point shots.
Yep, Michael Mulder makes the free throw. That gives him 28 on the game, and he's now three away from 1,000 points in his Bulls career. So Michael Mulder with a big game tonight for the Bulls. Mulder sinks the second one, giving him 29 and pushing the lead back up to 14 at 110-96. Morris has the ball with Mulder on him, takes it right into the paint, throws it up, no good. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Bulls basketball. Morris took about seven steps there to get into the paint, but ends up being Bulls basketball anyway. So Walt Lemon with the ball now for the Bulls, just under 2.5 minutes, just over 2.5 minutes left to go in the game. Leaves it for Jakar Sampson. Sampson, the ball is... Walt Lemon left it for Jakar Sampson, who went up and was fouled by Cherry. Excuse me. Jakar Sampson will be going to the free throw line.
Cherry wasn't going to give up, even though he's a small... was not going to give up an easy basket to Jakar Sampson.
Yeah, he gives up 8 inches and about 50 pounds to Sampson, but still went up strong. Sampson makes the first free throw.
Santa Cruz, by the way, were a franchise. They were the Dakota Wizards at one time of the IBA in 1995. Then the owners of the Warriors purchased the Wizards franchise. And now in history continues with the Warriors now being once the Wizards and now part of the Warriors franchise.
Sampson hits them both. Bulls up 16. Cleveland goes up and under for two.
Stay up.
112-98 with 2:17 left to go in the ballgame. Warriors putting some defensive pressure on. C.J. Fair throws it away. The ball is stolen by Antonius Cleveland. Cleveland up to Morris. Morris behind his back to Cleveland. Cleveland step back three. No. Rebound tip in by Deonta Davis. Yes.
Right place, right time for Davis right underneath the basket again.
And we got another turnover as Cleveland knocks the ball off of Mulder out of bounds. And Bulls aren't making this easy on himself.
They're still up 12. It seems comfortable, but again, defense is the key, Aaron. Defense, especially now with under two to play.
Yep. Cleveland leaves it for Morris. Morris on the far wing. Drives on Fair. Fair down low, or excuse me, a down low to Davis. Davis goes up and under. No pass back to Nunn for three. Nope. Rebound, Jakar Sampson.
It's a good look. It just didn't fall for Nunn. He's had a couple of good looks that were just tough luck.
Yeah, the wide open three from the top of the key is not what you want to be giving up at this point. Lemon dribbles through a double team and is fouled. Foul on, I believe, Darius Morris. Oh, no, it's going to be on Kendrick Nunn.
So after this afternoon's game, Windy City will go on the road against Westchester and at Greensboro. As the free throw is good. And then our next broadcast will be when Windy City takes on a place that you know very well, Maine. 6:25 pregame, 7 o'clock tip on the 13th right here on Sportstown Chicago.
Maine Red Claws, of course, the G League affiliate of the Celtics. Walt Lemon Jr. misses the second free throw but gets his own rebound. Lemon spins around Cleveland, takes it into the paint, goes up with the right hand for two. Walt Lemon gives the Bulls a 115-100 lead with a minute 16 left. Morris has the ball for the Warriors, leaves it for Nunn. Nunn dribbles into the paint, leaves it for Davis. Davis with the little right hook, and it's good.
Davis really has had a nice game, but he'll probably be kicking himself because he didn't come on until the second quarter.
Sampson gives the ball off to V.J. Beecham, and we are under 1 minute with the Bulls up 13. Jakar Sampson with the ball down on the block. He's got Cleveland on him. Backs him in. Goes up with the right hand. Jakar Sampson for two. 117-102 Bulls. Cherry has the ball for the Warriors. Leaves it for Nunn. Nunn over to Morris. Morris fakes the three. Step back three-pointer by Morris. Way off. Walt Lemon Jr. with the rebound. And that, as they say, is that. Bulls lead 117.
Over?
Almost.
Oh.
Almost. We got 24 seconds left.
Looking forward to that game that the Bulls are going to play against Maine. It's in the Northeast.
It is in the Northeast. Bulls are going to move to 24-19. Long three off the glass by Walt Lemon Jr. Puts the Bulls up 120-102. Cherry with a three of his own. Count it. CJ Fair has the ball. Will dribble the clock out. The Windy City Bulls will defeat the Santa Cruz Warriors 120-105, and they will move to 24-19 on the season. We are going to keep it here, and we're going to be getting Mike Mulder. Excuse me, will be joining us here in a minute. Mulder led the way for the Bulls with 29 points tonight. So
a terrific performance by the Windy City Bulls as they go on to victory here. Again, we talked about our keys to the game, inside out, working with Jakar Sampson. He really was a catalyst, a linchpin for that. But what we saw from the Bulls that we'll usually see, terrific three-point shooting, and, again, a great win for the Bulls here at home.
Yeah, great win. You mentioned inside and outside. The threes were falling tonight. The inside game, the interior passing. And, again, this Bulls team is they're at their most successful when they're making that extra pass, when they're not trying to play hero ball, and that really showed tonight.
Assisted field goal ratio, very key for the Bulls. When they're sharing the basketball, good things happen for sure. We're going to talk to Michael Mulder, again, one of the keys to this Bulls victory as they beat Santa Cruz. Again, Santa Cruz with a one-loss record, best team in the G League, and the Bulls were able to come out on top.
And we have Michael Mulder with us. Michael, 29 points tonight, 6 three-pointers. You had it going tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like we were comfortable, especially coming off the win we just had offensively. I feel like a lot of our opportunities came from the defensive end, though. We played really hard on defense. That's a really potent offensive team. So I felt like we just played good on both ends of the floor.
Michael, what stood out most about this contest for you? What was the game plan coming in that you wanted to accomplish?
Just basically to play hard on defense. We know that they were a great defensive team. I believe they lead the league in defense. So that was a challenge that we wanted to take on. Being hot on offense lately, we wanted to take that challenge on as well. So we wanted to see how the battle of the two defensive teams went, and good thing we got the best of them today.
Yeah, you mentioned that the Warriors came in as the top defensive team in the G League. What was your strategy for attacking them tonight?
Our strategy was basically the same as we always be. you know, just play point five, play together, try to find the best shot, you know, really work on finding each other in the right positions, and just kind of playing for each other. You know, offense kind of seems to flow when we're playing for each other and not so worried about our own individual performance. So that was basically our game plan going in.
Mike, now it's off to the road again, taking on Westchester and Greensboro. How can you continue this momentum? Things have been looking good against Lakeland, against Santa Cruz. Now, how can you continue this momentum?
It's all about the work you put in, man. Every day we come in here as a group, I love these guys. You know, we work really hard. I don't know if I've been around a group that works so hard. So we just keep making each other better. You know, iron sharpens iron. Get back to work tomorrow and, you know, just go on the road and hope to get a win.
All right, Michael, thank you so much. Michael Mulder led the Bulls with 29 points tonight. Windy City Bulls were victorious this evening, 120-105. Jonathan, any final thoughts tonight before we go to postgame?
Yes, absolutely. I think everything that we talked about in the pregame really came to fruition, because we talked about how it was so important for the Windy City Bulls to be able to get it done defensively. 105 points against this basketball team. We're looking at the numbers earlier, and we're saying, man, look at the numbers. Look how low the Warriors are as far as points per game. Well, I think even though they were missing 20 points for one of their key players, I just think that defensively, I think that the Bulls did a really good job against guys that can really score the ball. Mm-hmm. We mentioned earlier, right, and throughout the game, about players like Morris, players like Nunn and Cleveland, and what they could do. Well, I thought that even though they started heating up in the second half, I thought the Bulls had attention to detail defensively. You had to give up some threes. Yeah, you're going to give up some jump shots. It's a very competitive league. I always thought, though, that the Bulls did a really good job defensively making sure that the Warriors just wouldn't get open shots. A lot of those were contested. We don't have the official numbers on contested versus not, but I thought that the Bulls did a really good job in that regard.
Yeah, you know, and it only gets a little bit easier as they travel to New York to play the Westchester Knicks. The Knicks are the G League's second-best defensive team, so it only gets a little bit easier for the Bulls. But once again, for Ryan Fahey and Jonathan Hood, I'm Aaron Schellen, and once more, the Windy City Bulls emerge victorious tonight as they defeat the Santa Cruz Warriors 120-105. Stay tuned for the Windy City Bulls postgame show with Ryan Fahey. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. Have a happy Sunday, everyone.